Hello, folks. This is your host, RJ. And today, I welcome you to the Redirections Podcast. With this show, I aim to inspire you with true-to-life stories of people who have mustered the courage to shift careers, pursue their passion, and actually thrive. I'm here to share those stories with you, for I believe that you too can have genuine and impactful redirections in life. Remember, making a living is for surviving, but pursuing your passion and identity is for thriving. So, you guys ready? Yes? Then, let's dive right in. I am more than excited because matagal kaming hindi nakapag-catch up nitong taong to. And we've known each other every, kailan ba? 2020? Is that right?
Yeah, 2020.
Okay. 2020, we met through the Freelance Movement Tribe. Later on in the episode, we're going to learn more from him, learn his story as well. And ako, believe ako sa taong to because he basically broke family and societal expectations at such a young age na hindi ko maiisip myself na gagawin ko yun at such a young age. And so intentional, so deliberate yung choice niya. Nung tinatanong ko siya about it, walang ngimi yung decision niya. And we're gonna learn about that decision and more this episode. Please welcome, drum roll, CJ Tomas, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hello, CJ.
Hey guys, hello to all the listeners out there.
Kumusta ka ngayon?
Ayun naman, grabe. Ang daming mga ganap and redirections na nangyayari. That led me into something more fruitful and I guess led me into my passion really.
Yun,
I'm super excited to share it with you.
Yun, so I'm so excited for you folks to listen to his stories. But first things first, could you let us know, CJ, ano yung ginagawa mo ngayon? Like, what are you busy with these days?
Marami. Pero actually, let me focus on my two main things. I'm a freelancer, freelance business owner. And just recently, I'm helping coaches, no, market their programs, get sales. But right at this moment, I actually have clients in the crypto and NFT space. Two clients, actually. And yeah, right now I am helping them market their programs, their projects, and get as many people as possible buying into their projects. And I also do trading, bro. Even though mas maraming times sa freelancing, nagte-trade din ako on the side. So ayun, basically, yun yung dalawang yun yung main focus ko ngayon. I do freelancing and cryptocurrency trading.
Actually, you always get me curious whenever I see your stories on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
With all those bars and those graphs. Sabi ko, grabe, ibang klase na tong kaibigan ko. I'd like to know more about that later on in the episode. But just for the sake of those who are listening, could you please tell them how old are you right now?
I'm 22. Kaka-22 ko lang nung November last year.
Okay. So, we're talking to a 22-year-old. Nung first time namin mag-meet, I don't know if it's... Baka ito eh, no offense, bro, ah. No offense. But like, I really okay. Thought that with the depth and the sensibility of this guy, when I was talking to him, I actually thought that he was my age. Sabi ko, grabe naman tong taong to, napaka-insightful, sobrang, alam mo yun, yung parang with conviction lahat yung sinasabi niya. But when I found out that he's actually 6 years younger than I am, I'm like, anong ginagawa ko 6 years ago? parang I was so into a lot of confusion. But this guy right here, he has this conviction. He has this, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be this. But I'd like to go to the backstory of everything. I'd like to know more about your childhood first. Actually, I haven't asked this before. Like, how was CJ as a child before? Like, what was his childhood dreams? Ano yung mga pinagkakaabalahan mo noon nung bata ka?
CJ as a child is basically ibang-iba ako noon. Kung ngayon matapang ako na harapin yung mga obstacles and challenges in life noon, wala eh, medyo takot ako. Pero noon pa lang kasi, I have this parang hilig when it comes to technicalities, technical things. So for example, kakalagin ko yung mga laruan ko dati, babalik ko. Tapos meron pa yung mga tinatawag nilang dinadinamo dati. Yung mga umiikot, tapos nilalagyan sa battery. Ayun, gumawa ko ng ganun. Tapos nagbibuild pa ako ng parang machine. Tapos parang mini generator, ganun.
Ooh.
So that's basically me nung bata ako. So since pagkabata, mahilig na ako sa mga technical na bagay. So hanggang ngayon, I'm a technical person talaga. Nadala ko yun hanggang ngayon.
Like you really want to get down and dirty with things, like really hands-on.
Yeah.
So mga ganong bagay. What was the most memorable thing na nabuo mo noon? Anong di mo makakalimutan?
Okay, sure. I guess yung pinaka-memorable thing na nabuo ko noon is yung parang mini generator ko. Basically, dalawang dynamo yun. Tapos, yung isa, yun yung nagpo-provide ng electricity doon sa parang mini LED na nilagay ko. Yung isa naman, siya yung nagpapaikot doon sa dynamo na yun. So, nung napailo ko, yay, ang saya-saya ko, nagpo-provide ng electricity, dynamo. Pero, little did I know, na yung nagpapagana doon sa isang dynamo, nakasaksak din sa kuryente. so, basically, di siya generator. Pero, naging memorable siya sa akin kasi at that very young age, medyo naintindihan ko yung technicalities ng bagay na yun. Even though hindi siya talaga generator. Pero ayun, masaya ako sa nabukong yun.
And then, fast forward to high school. Nabanggit mo sa akin noon that you took up something related nga with computers. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, sure. So, merong dalawang parts ng high school memory ko. First is yung junior high school. Doon ako na-introduce talaga sa computer. Actually, nung grade 7 ako, I'm totally newbie to computers. Wala akong alam. Takot akong galawin. Nagpapaturo ko sa mga klase ko. Nagpapaturo ko sa pinsan ko kung paano galawin yung mouse, paano i-open yung mga certain programs. As in, wala. Pero as years passed by, ayun, medyo nahihilig na ako sa computer until nagkaroon ng sarili kong laptop, hindi kayo sa akin. Tapos, pag tuntong ko ng senior high school, dahil nga medyo mahilig na ako sa computer noon. So nung pipili na ako ng track na tatahakin ko sa senior high, ayun, I chose to, anong tawag dito? Yung technical vocational na track. So ayun, pinili ko doon really is yung information technology. So nung senior high ako, doon ako nakatutok talaga sa information technology, computer system servicing and programming.
Okay. So mostly on computers, introduced to it nung nag-high school ka, then parang pumili ka ng something that would increase your expertise doon when you took up senior high school. Pero ito na. Kasi ito yung turning point. Eh. This is the part na napabilib mo talaga ako when we were talking about it before. When you were already nearing graduation and all your other classmates have already decided what are they going to take up for college, and then saan sila pupunta right after. Pero ikaw, you're very deliberate with your decision not to take up college, which is, should I say, still radical for us these days. I mean, for people, for high school students not to plan for their college courses, I think, especially for like generations before us, it was something frowned upon. It was something that was radical. Bakit hindi ka magka-college? Bakit? What were the reactions of the people around you when they finally knew na you're not going to take college?
Ayun. So, yung pinaka na-shock dun sa decision ko nun is yung mga teachers ko, really, especially yung teacher ko sa programming. Kasi dati, nung senior high ako, gumagawa na ako ng mga programs. Tapos kahit during summer, sinachat ko yung mga teacher ko. Bigyan nyo ako ng problem, bigyan nyo ako ng idea, gagawan ko ng program, papacheck ko sa inyo. So, ayun. So, super, siguro dahil dun, parang na-frame sa mind nila na, ay, ito, ipo-person ito yung programming or magko-computer science to. Ayun. Pero nung, ayun na, malapit yung graduation, nagkatanungan na kung ano yung balak namin gawin sa pamumuhay namin. ako lang talaga hindi nag-college. Lahat sila sinabi nila college, engineer, architect, computer science. Talagang super heavy sila dun sa sayang. Sayang yung galing mo, sayang yung passion mo, ganito, ganyan.
How about your parents?
Sila, actually, hindi ako nahirapan kasi support sila eh, dun sa decision ko. Ayun. Pero meron yung ibang mga
relatives. Tao
dito. Or relatives. Ayun.
Ano yan? Common story arc yan among Filipinos. Like, your parents are like okay with what you're doing, but like, your relatives sometimes have a greater resistance than your parents. Anong natatanggap mo? Sab, anong naririnig mo from your relatives dun sa decision mo ngayon?
Ayun din, sayang na ito na yung opportunity ko para umulit sa buhay.
Mm.
Pero sayang kasi hindi ko pinurso ang college. Ayun. Lahat sayang talaga naririnig ko.
Mm. Gusto ko lang balikan yung sinabi mo kanina. Like, some things that you don't really like about colleges. I mean, don't bother, bro. This is a safe space. I'm telling you because I think I've talked about this topic briefly no mga previous episodes ko, but it's a different perspective, I guess, hearing from somebody else aside from me. So, could you tell us, like, what is it about college na you think doesn't really click with you, doesn't work for you?
Pero actually, it's not just college, but the whole educational system as a whole.
Ooh.
Especially nung high school ako.
sige. Tell us more about it.
Especially nung senior. Kasi nga, nung high school ako, determined na ako, hindi ako magka-college. Kasi i-apply ko yung practical skill na natutunan ko throughout my experience. So, yun, related to computer. Ganito kasi yun. Noon pa lang naisip ko na ganito yung gagawin ko. Kasi wala pa sa isip ko dati na mag-freelancing and mag-trading. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi hindi pa ako na-introduce that time. So, ayun. Entrepreneurship, mag-business about computers or mag-offer ng graphic design. So, naisip ko. Meron kasi mga subjects na hindi talaga related sa kung ano man yung gusto kong i-pursue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we spend a lot of time learning those subjects. Tapos especially sa mga exams, kailangan mong i-memorize tong ganito, ganyan. Anong silbi nun kung ma-memorize ko yun? Diba? So, parang naisip ko, it's a waste of time learning something na hindi ko rin magagamit sa real life. It doesn't add value to me. So ayun, dun talaga nag-start na manager sa akin yung mindset na if yung mga courses sa college na available, if wala naman akong magagamit sa mga yun, sa passion ko, sa bagay na gusto kong i-pursue, bakit ako magka-college? Wala naman dun yung magagamit ko eh. Di ba? So parang basically yung nasa isip ko nun, parang magsasayang lang ako ng time, effort, and energy sa mga bagay na hindi ko naman kailangan talaga. O hindi ko rin naman talaga magagamit. So instead of me going to college, studying those theories, mga bagay-bagay na hindi ko naman kailangan, I would rather do it. I would rather pursue my passion and learn from my experience. Kasi the way I grew up, mas natututo ako sa experience talaga.
How did the opportunities that you have right now open up for you? Like, when did you start exploring? Paano to nagsimula?
So ayun nga, di ba, one of my choices is to pursue graphic design. Wherein I will offer my graphic design service to clients. So yung ginawa ko, nagganap pa na ako ng clients sa Facebook groups. Tapos, sumali-sali ako sa mga ganyan. Maraming mga job postings. Napunta ako sa mga, halos lahat ng mga groups na nasalihan ko dati. Groups ng mga Indians. Okay to Indians. Pero group ng mga Indians, ayun. So ayun, sinubukan ko mag-apply-apply. Kasi wala akong alam dun eh. Basta sinubukan ko lang para malaman ko. Nag-search na ako sa Google. Like how to offer this service, ganito, ganyan. And then hanggang sa nakakita ako ng job posting about blog writing. Blog writing about tech. So dahil nga mahilig ako sa tech, even though hindi talaga ako magaling magsulat ng blog, nag-apply-apply ako hanggang sa makuha ako ng isang Indian din. Tapos yung blog niya, tech. Ayun, so nakuha ako. Nagsusulat ako ng mga blogs dati, articles, news articles about tech in general. Ayun, super super baba lang actually ng bayad sa akin noon. Siguro 10 articles. Sa pagkakaalala ko, mga 300 pesos.
Oh.
Tapos maghapon ko gagawin.
10 articles?
Oh.
300 pesos, lahat na 'yon o per article?
Lahat na 'yon.
What?
Oh.
Grabe. So, during those times that you were offering your services for graphic design, for blog writing, for tech, paano ka nag-start na venturing into, yun nga, like, more like what you're doing right now with ads, with social media?
So, ginawa ko ngayon, nag-search ako ng mga Facebook groups na related to services hanggang sa napunta ako sa isang freelancing group. Ayan, wherein they offer free tips. Ganyan, tapos sumasagot sila sa mga tanong ng mga newbies kung paano mag-offer ng services sa freelancer, saan maghahanap ng client, ano yung mga services na i-offer. So dun sa mga free tips nila na yun, in-apply ko, gumawa ako ng profile ko sa onlinejobs.ph. Tapos apply. After, let's say, after 2 weeks siguro of consistently applying to job postings every day, nakakuha ko ng client. Content writing din. Pero hindi na siya about tech. It's about online business and making money online. So yun, mas maganda na yun actually. Kasi ikon na siya. I guess 20,000 a month.
Oh. Decent na yun.
Oo. Tapos, 4 to 5 blogs a week. Ayan. Tapos dahil nga parang nauuso dun sa community na yun, yung mga social media managers. Ayan. In-edit ko na naman yung profile ko. Naghanap ako ng mga social media management jobs. Hanggang nang sa makuha ako. Ayan. Mas malaki na naman nun. Parang 30K yata monthly. Ayun, isa siyang online coach sa gut health. So, yun, naging social media manager ako. Tapos, while I'm servicing that client, while I'm working with that client, in-optimize ko rin yung profile ko sa LinkedIn. Kasi dun sa community na yun, meron ding mga free tips kung paano makakuha ng mga direct clients. So, ayun, in-optimize ko yung profile ko sa LinkedIn hanggang nang sa one day meron nag-reach out sa akin na isang business owner. Yung business niya, hotel. Nandun siya sa UK, pero yung hotel nandito sa Pilipinas, nasa Nueva Ecija. So ayun, long story short, naging client ko rin siya. Actually, hanggang ngayon, client ko pa rin. Ayun. Ngayon, while I am servicing, while I'm doing social media management, meron kasi mga promotions dun sa hotel na yun na kailangang i-promote sa social media. So yung ginawa namin, nag-Facebook ads kami. Wala akong alam talaga sa Facebook ads that time. Pero sabi ko, sige, try ko.
So this is the first Facebook ad campaign na hinawakan mo ever?
Oo.
Okay.
Kasi sabi niya, meron tayong event dapat ma-promote sa local area.
Okay.
Eh, yun naisip niya, advertising. So ayun, I said yes even though hindi ko pa alam that time. Kasi ang dami namang resources sa Google eh. Diba? So ang ginawa ko, inaral ko siya for 3 days yata. At least, maghapon ko siya inupuan talaga. Tuloy-tuloy for 3 days before ko ginawa yung first campaign na yun. And yun, naging okay naman yung naging event nila. Nagkaubusan nga rin ng food eh, kasi maraming taong dumalo. So, super happy yung client nun. Tapos so, dun na ako namulat din sa Facebook ads. Sabi ko, parang okay ng Facebook ads ha. Diba? Kasi yung mahirap lang dun, yung setup at yung strategy, once na running na siya, ayun, babantay mo na lang yung optimize mo na lang. So, ayun dun ako namulat sa Facebook advertising.
What's the most fulfilling thing about it?
The most fulfilling thing about it is actually nung nakipag-work na ako sa mga online coaches, doon ko na feel yung fulfillment in doing Facebook ads. Kasi I work with passionate coaches talaga. Yung merong genuine passion to help people. So, nung tumulong ako doon, tapos nagkakaroon sila ng results, nagkakaroon sila ng leads, nakikita ko ngayon yung feedback ng mga students nila. Na they're genuinely happy and given value doon sa program ng coach na yun. And parang naisip ko dito, basically parang tinutulungan ko na rin yung mga yun.
Right.
Diba? Oo. So dahil dun sa mga feedback nila, nakikita ko super saya nila. Talagang natulungan sila ng coach na yun. Ayun, masaya din ako. Kasi in a way, parang tinulungan ko sila na makonnect dun sa coach na yun.
Yeah. Imagine parang, like what would... Imagine what would have happened if those students didn't know about the coaches that you were helping. Kung wala yung publicity, kung wala yung reach na you help the coach with through Facebook ads. Oh. So the reason why I invited you actually is that I know a lot of young people your age. And even younger than you, who are actually feeling like, hala, anong kasunod after high school? Anong gagawin ko after high school? They feel like they've already failed, just for the reason na wala silang maisip pag tinatanong sila about. Pag tinatanong sila ng mga tao sa paligid nila, like, what are you going to take up in college? Wala silang maisagot. And they feel like they're already a failure just by not being able to answer that question. So, what would you, as someone like you who has already proven that there's actually a fulfilling future for those who are brave enough not to take up college and actually learn by themselves, educate themselves, and pursue the business and the career that they really are passionate with, that really brings impact to the world and a lot of people. What would you like to tell these young people?
Okay, sure. First off, diba kapag namamasyal tayo, especially nung hindi pa pandemic, super excited tayo, especially kapag yung pupuntahan natin, hindi pa natin na-explore. Hindi pa natin alam, hindi pa natin nakikita. Pero bakit when it comes to our career, takot tayo kasi hindi natin alam exactly kung ano yung mangyayari sa atin pag ipuperson natin yung bagay na to. Makes our journey exciting, colorful, and fulfilling. Kasi ganito lang yun. na kung susunod ka dun sa pre-framing ng mga tao sa society natin, hindi siya fulfilling eh. Yes, wala silang negative reaction kung susunod ka dun sa bandwagon or dun sa pre-framing ng current na system. Pero deep inside, hindi siya fulfilling kasi hindi mo siya gusto. But I guess it is more fulfilling na sumalungat dun sa agos ng system ngayon, na tumanggap ng mga negative na feedbacks and be fulfilled and genuinely happy long term. I would rather suffer short term right now and be genuinely happy long term than please people short term, then I will suffer long term. So ayun, so huwag kayong matakot kasi yun yung exciting dito sa journey natin na to. Hindi natin alam exactly kung ano yung mangyayari. You will only gain clarity as you go forward, pursue what you want, and huwag matakot, basta enjoy the journey. Kasi at the very end of the day, once na mahanap mo na yun, super fulfilling. That I promise.
CJ Tomas, everyone. Thank you so much, bro, for being my guest in this episode. And
thank you as well for this opportunity.
That's all for this week, folks. Thank you for listening to Redirections. If you enjoyed this episode, would you please leave us a rating and a review? Time is a resource that we all really value. And for spending some of your time with me today, please know that I really appreciate you. Have a blessed and enlightened week, folks. I look forward to seeing you again next week for another episode.